Yeah, it's called White Hill or White Hill back in there. And it's a rite of passage for all kids to hang out back there. And it was very popular with my kids and all their schoolmates and everything like that. And they would get into it. You know where that what's that pizza joint, that Hippies or whatever, right there out in front of you in that strip mall? So there's that little strip mall there, and then there's the building that pokes out a little bit just south of it where the, I think there's a shawarma place. And you would go between those. You go between the strip that runs north-south and then the two buildings that are kind of by themselves. You'd cut in there, and there'd be a path straight up into the hills. And, just literally a rite of passage for kids in the area. You know, you say White Hill or White Hill. I can't remember if it's plural or not. Everybody say, oh, yeah, I used to hang out there when I was a kid. BMX biking and mountain biking and stuff like that, or nefarious other uses. But a famous little enclave. I'm not even sure. I haven't been back there in so long. My kid, when we'd ride our bikes, he'd want to cut through there. I'm like, I ain't going through there. I'm too old to break my arm. You know, and so, and plus my bike wasn't set up for, you know, that kind of hills. I did once with him. I said, yeah, that's the last time I'm going to do that. But, anywho, you know, when I was a young man, though, and when I was a kid, so I haven't seen it or paid attention in so long. It's still all wooded back there and whatnot when it comes back around. Anywho, yeah, I'll have to listen when I hear the sirens. I can't say that I've ever noticed that, but if they're that close, and I've got that Red Oaks, you know, and I got all the dirt roads up by me, and, you know, so, you know, maybe I just never noticed. I'll have to listen for that. W8FU,
Rick. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 26 degrees.
Yep, you definitely got them. We all got them. Usually, sometimes, you know, they're mostly nocturnal, but I don't know, broad daylight I see them sometimes. I had one lined up in the sights of my car there as it was about ready to run across the road, and he decided smartly that that wouldn't be a good idea. So. But, Donald, it would be hard to find out where they hang out because the coyotes don't usually hang out. I mean, unless they're having their young, they'll have a hole and they'll stick around the area until the pups are big enough to travel with them. But like up north, they travel in like 100-mile circles. They just always on the go, always on the move kind of thing. And down here, I imagine they do the same thing but smaller circles, not 100-mile kind of thing. Well, up there, you might have the oats around for a couple of days kind of thing, and then all of a sudden they'll disappear for 2 weeks or, you know, and then they come back again there. But they're interesting critters, but, you know, they read so often, like in the 50s, they got so out of control like they're getting now that the government put a bounty on them. So it looks like we're probably headed that way now. They tried to up in the UP. It's horrible. There's just hundreds and hundreds, packs of hundreds of them. And they tried to do some tournaments to get rid of some of them, and the tree hugger type of people there put a stop to it. So they're left unchecked, but I expect to see a bounty pretty soon. KEWOJ.